This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live from Waffle Press Studios. Welcome back, Brunch Club. What's up? I'm your host, Joy, and I have a lot to discuss this week. First of all, I really want to thank all you listeners. It really means a lot to me. I just want to say, though, I have a really interesting demographic. It's like 20-year-olds and like 50-year-olds. Apparently, we're all in the same stage of life. Everyone's having a horror story, I guess. But really, thank you guys so much for listening. I don't think you can give reviews on Spotify, but like if you can, it would mean the world if you dropped me a review. Thanks for showing up and listening to the pod. So I was feeding calves the other day. If you don't know, I'm a dairy farmer, and I was feeding calves. And how you have, that's a baby cow. How you have to feed a calf, you have to like put it between your legs, which sounds really aggressive, but calves are like, they're like dumb little drunk people. Like they don't have control over their bodies. They flail around. Like they, I don't know what happens when they drink milk, but they get like really excited and they just like flail their bodies. So you kind of have to like hold them. And once they're trained, then they'll like come between your legs because they know they're gonna get milk there. And I had this revolutionary thought, like, why don't we train men this way? Like, just start feeding your boyfriend between your legs. And then if he's not eating you out, maybe he'll just like get the hint. Like feed him to eat between your legs, and then he'll put the pieces together that, you know, that's his place with his face between your legs. Or maybe not, because men are like painfully dumb. Like, I'm not trying to insult half my listeners. You guys are great. I do love men. A lot of people have asked me if I hate men. I don't hate men by any stretch of the imagination. I love them. They are great creatures. There are also some just like really horrible men on the planet, and women are just like tired of it. But like, I have a boyfriend. I have lots of guy friends, some of whom I haven't slept with, but I love men. They're great. You have to be extremely direct with them. Like, you can't have these subtle comments and passive aggressive tones. Like, they don't get it. That's not me being mean. Like, that's real life. Like, they do not understand unless you are so direct. Like, it hurts your soul. You could tell them you love them straight to their face, and they're like, but babe, what'd you want for dinner? Like, they need you to be direct with them, and subtle hint dropping is just not gonna get you there. And that is, oh, my topic for the fucking week, my friends. Oh. First of all, I'm going to start with our Q&A portion. And this question comes from Mark on Instagram, sliding into my DMs for sexual advice, which is great. I applaud that. But here's the thing, Mark. I am going to shame the fuck out of you. This is what happened, guys. So Mark slid into my DMs. And he was like, how do I get a girl off fast? And I said, you don't. Because that is the truth. You're never going to get a girl off fast. Okay? That's just not going to happen. It's not in our biology unless your mouth is a fucking magic wand on high speed. Not going to fucking happen, bro. Okay? Like, it's just not going to happen. You need to build us up, and then you need to let us orgasm on our own. We take time. I'm a motherfucking crock pot, yo. Like, I take a lot. Like, sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 30, okay? Like, there is no formula, and every woman is different. And I know that's so hard and frustrating because men are just, you know, so busy. But, like, I don't know. If you have an hour that you can dedicate of your life to sex for your one night stand, it's going to be shitty. Like, dedicate 30 minutes of foreplay and then, like, no. Dedicate, like, 40 minutes of foreplay and, like, 18 minutes of sex. As in, like, eat her out for a while. Just let her do her thing. Like, Jesus fuck. Stop worrying about, like, getting girls off fast. And, like, you know when a guy is just, like, trying to get you off fast. Because they all do the same fucking thing. Like, they'll put their fingers in you. Wee, before you're ready. Like, it's just like a dry desert, and they just like put their fucking fingers in and just start jackhammering the shit out of you. And you're like, this is not fun. And like any chance of like you being turned on is just immediately sucked away as their fingers are just moving so rapidly fast. You're just like, are we speeding? Are we gonna get a ticket? Because we should. Like, where are you going? And like, what are you doing? And then you're like, stop. And all of them are always just like, what am I doing wrong? I'm just trying to get you off. Which, like, I applaud your enthusiasm in trying to get me off, but you moving your fingers at lightning speed inside my pussy when it's not even wet, it's not gonna fucking get me there. Like, does that even feel good on your hands? Because let me tell you, it's really fucking painful. Like, fingers can be really, really great if used properly. But when they're not, like, nothing is fucking worse. And it just, like, makes you feel like you're 15 again and you're getting fingered in a bathroom. Apparently not a lot of things have changed in my life. It's the same. I have the same sex I had when I was 15. I actually didn't have sex when I was 15. I, like, touched a dick and was like, wow. All right. So there's that. Like, my life started with a horror story. And it's just gotten better. So, you know, I'll keep you guys updated. But, like, or the guy is, like, they start eating you out and they just, like, move their tongue so rapidly that you're like, wait, you've been down there for 0.02 seconds. Like, could you just give it like a small little lick at first? Like, fucking lick the ice cream cone and then like go to town. Women build men, like we build. You get a boner and you can come in 5 seconds, you can jizz in your pants. Me, I mean, like, I'll tell you that I'm, like, jizzing in my pants because, like, that's my emotion. But I don't think I've ever, like, squirted in my pants without anyone touching me or, like, no stimulation. So just keep that in mind. Girls do not come fast. And, like, you shouldn't fucking expect them to. And, like, this is one of the reasons, like, women get so frustrated in bed is because, you know, there's all this pressure for, like, the guy to come. And then, like, he wants you to come in 2 minutes, but you're not ready. And then, like, if you take a long time, then you just feel like you're fucking grocery shopping. And you would rather be picking out your beets for the week than have this dick inside of you. And then you're just like, well, you know what? I'm just not going to come at all because what's the fucking point? Like, it's being rushed. I don't like being rushed. Like, you know what happens when you rush in traffic? You get rear-ended. So think of me like a fucking traffic jam. Not me. Every girl. You're not fucking me. So get out. Like, think of every girl as a traffic jam. Like, you don't move through traffic fast because you don't get anywhere. Got it? Good. I had a whole other thing planned for you guys for this week, but like some serious events have happened. As in, I've had a lot of people, not a lot, one, which is a lot in my mind, okay, text me like their boyfriend wasn't eating them out. Oh, like, why are we even dating? I mean, seriously, I just, in my mind, the point of dating someone is like you get to do all those things that you wouldn't necessarily do on a one-night stand. Yeah, blowing every guy I've ever slept with. No, like, I'm not trying to get throat herpes from every single person on the planet. And, you know, if you have it, it's fine. I don't judge you. I just personally would like to keep it out of my throat, okay? And I, like, there are so many reasons that, like, going down on strangers, it can be hard. But you know what? I also am just really like, YOLO, fuck it. If it smells weird or looks weird, stay away from it. That's the number one rule, okay? Like, if it has a weird scent, like, something's happening. Maybe don't stick your face in it. But you know what? Like, guys use this excuse all the time. They're like, oh, well, you know, what if she has diseases? And I'm like, what? The chance of you getting a disease from licking my pussy is, like, so low. It's so low. But then they'll use this as excuse of, you know, I can't eat you out because you might have a disease. But then they're like, let's raw dog it. It feels so good. It feels so much better without a condom. And you're like, but what about those diseases, Frank? Frank, you just couldn't eat me out because I have so many diseases, but now you want to stick your bare dick in me? What, so that I can catch your gonorrhea? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, Frank. What are you doing? Like, what in what world would you contract a disease easier on your face than on your dick? Here's the other thing, like, men can actually be asymptomatic for, like, years with STDs. So, like, they're spreading their shit around all willy-nilly. They don't even fucking know it. Here, women are, like, responsibly getting tested. We're, like, getting so many STD tests that our health insurance has asked us if this is, like, okay. They actually have stopped paying for them because you get so many in a year. Like, is that based on a true story? Yeah. Maybe it is. It was a long year. They're like some kind of gross people. You know, you like hook up with someone, you're like, I need to get tested. Maybe for bed bugs and everything else that's in could be inside me right now. You've never had one of those? Yeah, maybe that's just me. But women get tested way more frequently than men. And men are always like, I can't touch you. You have diseases. And I'm like, this is the other thing. Like, women are always called, like, sluts and whores. And we're so degraded for the amount of people that we sleep with. But at the same time, men are spreading their dirty dick diseases all around. No one gives a fuck about that. Like, I'm sorry. I gotta come up with a better word than slut and whore, because those are just not even, those aren't even insulting. You are like a dirty, rabid possum. You have a possum dick. No, I really like possums. That just doesn't work. But like, you know, those really, really gross possums where like they're vomiting all over themselves. They have rabies. They're obviously disgusting trash whores. That like, you are a dirty dicked possum. you're disgusting. Like, get out. Get yourself tested and stop using diseases as a fucking excuse. You know what? Grab some saran wrap and put it on her pussy. Because you know what? That fucking works. According to science. If you even have saran wrap. Is this 1976? Yeah, it is. Like, also, if you just, like, whipped out saran wrap out of your pocket and put it on your pussy, I don't know how I would react. I think I'd be like, yay, because you're protecting yourself from diseases, but nay? What? Part of me kind of wants to know how it feels. Maybe I'll try it. I'll try it and tell you guys what it's like to get eaten out with saran wrap on. Maybe it's a totally different feeling. Who knows? Here's another funny thing. Like, I have a Hippo jar full of condoms in my house. And because that is what everyone needs, is a condom jar. The amount of men that I have had, like, open the jar, look inside it, see that it has condoms in it, then put the top back on and proceed to have sex with me. Literally insane. The statistic about people who get pregnant had a condom within arm's reach. It's so fucking true. Men literally look at condoms and like, nope. I mean, all of the guys who did that I had been hooking up with for a while. So I was like, meh, whatever. Like, I have an IUD. It's on you if anything happens. But, like, all of them. Open the jar, look, close the jar, sex. But this is what I really want to discuss. Like, remember earlier when I said you have to be so painfully direct with men that it hurts? I don't know why men don't understand that, like, female pleasure is, like, a large part of sex. It's not, like, we come first. Fuck off. Fuck your dirty possum dicks off. Like, we come first. It is much harder for us to get off. There's so much more that has to happen. And you know what? If you don't like that, you can get the fuck out and stop fucking women. But there are so many girls that are just like, what? He won't eat me out. Like, he tells me I'm gross. I have to shower. Like, all this stuff. First of all, yeah, making her shower before you eat her out? Are you fucking kidding me? Unless you're eating her ass and, like, you're worried there might be a little poop slip back there, like, her vagina is not that dirty. I guarantee it. Because a dirty vagina gets infected. Because the vagina is a really delicate creature. It's self-cleaning. It's self-maintenance. Like, making a girl shower before she, like, you eat her out every time. Like, okay, maybe if she's, like, super sweaty or something. Like, whatever. But, like, every single time? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, first of all, I would not be dating that person, like, at all. If my boyfriend stopped eating me out just randomly, like, I would be like, what is wrong with you? Like, what has happened? Am I growing a gnome down there that I can't see? Like, you gotta let me know. But they also, like, they don't get our subtle hints. Like, if you're talking to them and they're like, you're like, oh my God, oh, throwback to the times you used to eat me out. Those were fun. They don't get it. Like, they don't fucking get it. You have to be like, babe, I want your face in my pussy and I want to feel you licking me. Like, that's how direct you have to be. Like, you have to tell them exactly what you want. It's not a joke. Like, and they're not even going to be insulted. Maybe they are. I don't know. I don't know how people work. But all I know is that the people that I've asked to eat me out, and they've been like, no. And then 5 seconds later, they want to raw dog it. I'm just like, fuck off. But then the people who are just like, no, it's too hard. I can't do it. I don't know how. Stop making up fucking excuses. Okay? Like, figure out what she wants. Maybe ask her. And if she doesn't know, like, watch a video together. There's so many How to Pussy Like a Champ is one of my favorites. There's also Cunnilingus Class from Kenan and Kel. And, you know, I think it's Kenan and Kel. Throwback to 1996. That one's really funny, but I also think it's mildly informative and it's only 3 minutes of your time. There is a book, She Comes First. Like, it's 2019. Why do you not know how to eat women out? There are so many fucking resources out there that can teach you how to fucking eat pussy. The podcast, Who's Your Daddy? Jesus fuck. Call Her Daddy. They did a whole episode on it. Like, you stop being a little fucking bitch and put your face between our legs. It's not hard. It is difficult. If you're good at eating pussy, it's really fucking hard. Those standards are very high. But yeah, you can practice. Even if you are a willing participant and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, all right, put your face down there. Start looking and I'll tell you what to do. But like, here's the other thing. Like, women don't always know like what they want or what is out there because like we don't know. Like, if we don't know, men don't know. And I just shat on everyone for not having resources in 2019. Like, I learned how to squirt from like a book, She Comes First, highly recommend. But we don't know. Like, men want to be coached, but like, we literally have no idea sometimes. So everyone needs to educate themselves. We all need to be more clitorate. Clitoracy for America 2019. Fuck making America great again. Let's make sex great again. Let's make orgasms great again, okay? And so you've told your boyfriend in a direct way that he needs to eat you out. And now he's like all sad puppy, like, oh, I need to be more comfortable. Bitch, are we dating or are we not? You're supposed to be fully comfortable with me. And if you're not, like, we have a fucking problem. Why are you dating someone you're not comfortable with? Like, 100%. Like, they can have a great personality. You guys can have fun together. But if you're not comfortable with them enough to do, like, sexual things, what is the fucking point of dating? This is coming from someone who, like, you cannot do all the things you want to do in bed with a one-night stand. You just cannot. Like, right now, I feel like a little vanilla creature because, yeah, I've had a lot of sex. I've been really good at the sex, but, like, I know there's a lot out there, but you know what? Sometimes I don't because I'm just like, wait, what the fuck? Like, this is a thing. So, you know, you can never be too fucking educated, especially on your sex life. Like, there's, ugh, my God. But, like, if you're not comfortable with someone, like, what is the point? Like, if I wasn't comfortable, like, talking to my boyfriend about, like, dicks and shit, like, not shit and dicks. Like, I don't shit on his dick. So, yeah, that's awkward. Just, like, shit in general. Yeah, but, like, if I wasn't comfortable, like, there'd be no point for us to be dating, like, at all. And I'm sorry, but, like, sometimes you have to recognize, like, your worth. Like, if your man isn't putting in the effort to get you off, that's a problem. And you need to have a conversation about that. And it's awkward and it's annoying because, yes, he should know that you need pleasure and he should know better than to not get you off. But at the same time, like I said, you have to be so direct with men. Like, maybe they think you don't like it. Maybe they think you don't want it. Like, maybe they think it's like a special occasion thing. You need to have that conversation because it is so awkward not to be eaten out. And then you're like, wait, what? Like, why aren't you pleasuring me? Unless he's doing some other, like, weird Japanese voodoo shit to your pussy. I don't know. Like, there's so many things that you could do. But, you know, if he's not actively trying to get you off in some way, like, I just have a large, large, large problem with that. And I would like to mansplain every single guy that does that, because you're not the only one who fucking matters in bed. There are two of us. Just the two of us. We can't make it if you don't try, because if you're not eating me out, we're not gonna make it. And that's just retarded. So, you know what? Like, get better. Put your face between our goddamn legs. Man up and eat some pussy. Get it while it's ripe, boys. There is nothing you can do better in your life than learn how to eat good puss. Trust me. Like, you can't change the size of your dick. You can get good at a lot of sexual positions, but some of them just don't work because maybe your dick's not long enough. Maybe it's too long. Maybe it's just not right. Maybe it's too fat. Maybe you can't fit inside her. But you know what you can do? Use your God-given abilities for your mouth and your hands and toys. Toys and tongues. 2K19. You can do so much with toys in your mouth and your hands. Like, get creative. Have fun with it. I don't think of eating girls out as some chore, which people who do, like, fuck you. Fuck all the dudes that have been like, oh, I have to eat her out for 30. Let's just fuck you. Like, no one likes you. I hope you never get laid. I hope your balls shrivel off and your dick falls off, because you are the worst kind of human and everybody hates you. Your girlfriend, she hates you. Your wife, she hates you. Like, if you want to be a better person and make the world a better place, you need to not roll your eyes when we tell you to eat us out. Like, fucking man up and do it. Nut up or shut up, 2K19. Dropping the mic all over the fucking place. Actually, like, my microphone is really fucked up right now, so I apologize for that. That's all I have for you this week. Nut up or shut up. Eat more girls out. Fucking learn your resources. I'm tired of this bullshit eye roll. And, you know, now I know how parents feel when their kids roll their eyes at them and the parents are like, oh my God, if you had just done it, we would have already been done. Boys, if you would have just eaten us out, we wouldn't be so angry. We wouldn't be angry. We would be so nice and relaxed. Okay, I'm not going to say we wouldn't be crazy because, well, that's a whole other topic. And you guys like the crazy. So everybody likes a little cray-cray in their life. I mean, I'm a Gemini, so there's a lot of crazy to go around. But just stop being miserable fucking humans. I can't tell you enough. Like, your mouth, your hands can make the difference in your sex life 3,000%. And I don't want to hear your complaints. And I don't want to see your eye roll. And put a fucking condom on, okay? Go forth and have great sex this week. Maybe next week. Maybe next year. That's where I'm going. Next year, kids. Seasonal breeding is in full swing. But thanks again, guys, for tuning in this week for your American Horror Story. The horror story of the week. Guys that don't eat clits. But you guys are awesome. I love you so much. And thank you so much for listening and joining in with me. If you don't already, follow me on Instagram. I am The Real Sex and Waffles. My blog is therealsexandwaffles.com. And obviously, the pod is here on Spotify. Maybe it'll be on iTunes one day. Who knows? A girl can dream. All right. Stay hard. Get hard. Stay hard. And eat more pussy, my friends.